And I'll just remind you that the National Geographic Wild, Nat Geo Wild Series, Animal ER Live, will be running for approximately 4 weekends starting this weekend. So definitely, if you're into animals, you like getting an idea of what's happening in their world, check your guide for Nat Geo Wild. I think 6 to 8 is what Mark shared, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm sorry, Central Time. Well, West Coast Time. So different time depending on which zone you're in. Should be interesting though. Why? Everything in real time. Taking care of the animals. All right. Let's resume a discussion that I started last week. Has to do with, again, this one has having to do with caring about humans. Now, I know some of you might say, okay, what a drag. It's so much easier to grieve when we see an animal shot than when we see a human shot. But I still place the greater value on the humans. And so let's take a look at the significance of immigrants. We were discussing this before, where Green America is helping us be, you know, more aware of some of the challenges for immigrants who work our farms. Anyone out there enjoy eating? Yes. Anyone out there eat at times when maybe you don't really feel like it? I mean, you're not excited about eating, but you know you need to get some food in your body, so you go ahead and eat anyway. Yeah, a lot of times we eat because we just enjoy eating, but there are times when we eat simply because we know we need to. Maybe someone has gone too long without eating and the head is hurting. Food deprivation headache has kicked in and they say, well, you know, my stomach isn't really telling me that I'm hungry, but my head is saying I need to eat, so I'm going to put something in my stomach and go ahead and eat. Well, thanks to many immigrant farm workers, the food is accessible for us and we can put our hands on it and eat it. I know a lot of people talk about how advantageous it can be to grow our own foods. But let's face it, we ride through most neighborhoods, even when we ride through a lot of rural communities. What percentage of people would you say are actually growing food on their own property? Very, very, very few. And so it is helpful. It is a tremendous help, a blessing that we have immigrants working our farms to make it possible for us to simply go to the grocery stores or the farmer's market, wherever, and buy the food that has been grown. In the meantime, we were looking at the fact that many of the immigrants who work these farms are subjected to very low wages, unsafe conditions, sexual assault, harassment, and more. And so we're taking a look at, as a result of that, how steps have been taken to make sure that more foods are healthier for us, safer for us, reducing the use of pesticides, for example. But now a push is being made to take care of the social justice end of immigrant farm work or farming, just as the food safety issue is being handled. Many green Americans know about fair trade. We talked about that fair trade the last time. And again, fair trade is a system that helps farm workers and other workers achieve fair living wages, safe and healthy working conditions, collective bargaining, and more transparency. The system also encourages sustainable production. And to date, fair trade has been primarily for workers in the developing world, but now farm workers are advancing fair trade in the U.S. and in Canada. We're going to take a look at more of what's happening with regards to fair trade and its impact on immigrant farm workers when I come back. Stay with me.